Tom, well, I guess technically earlier this morning when you made the drive back to Lorain County after game one, what were some of the thoughts that were going through your head as you kind of thought about game one and now get ready for game two tonight?
Gosh, Tim, just, you know, I think it kind of sinks in that, you know, this is really happening. You know, the Indians are playing in the World Series, and, you know, all of the country seems to be captivated by this matchup, the Indians and the Cubs, and how good Corey Kluber was. I mean, it just seems like, well, he's 10-1 basically the last half of the season, and now he's 3-1 in postseason play, and he's given up, what, 2 runs in 4 postseason starts? I mean, we talk about great postseason performances in the past, be it Madison Bumgarner, you can go on and on, Oral Hershiser, Jack Morris, you name it. There have been so many, Gibson, Mickey Lolich, on and on and on. Hey, what this guy's doing is right up there with what these guys have accomplished. It's pretty amazing.
And I guess looking back at last night, Roberto Perez, a couple of home runs from your number 9 guy in the order. The last 4, 5, 6 weeks that Roberto's been able to put together have just been off the charts.
He had 3 home runs in the regular season, right. You know, and now he has 3 in the postseason, including the 2 you mentioned last night, you know, and, you know, I think, you know, we see this time and again in the World Series, somebody maybe that you didn't expect comes out of maybe nowhere, so to speak, as far as the national audience is concerned and goes, wow, didn't know that guy was that good a player. But Roberto Perez is a really good player. And, you know, I think the best thing that ever happened to the Indians was Jonathan Lucroy doing what he did to the Indians and rejecting the trade. Somebody said he tweeted out, you know, I'm very happy with my, you know, decision. And I think the Indians tweet would be, we are thrilled with your decision, because sometimes the best trades are those that are not made.
Again, we're talking with Tom Hamilton as he joins us on AM 930 WEOL. Well, let's pivot to tonight's ball game. Just kind of your overall thoughts as to what may unfold here this evening.
Well, hopefully we play. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind now, Major League Baseball has a new rule. I don't know how long it's been in effect, but it's been in effect for a number of years now. There's no such thing as a rain-shortened World Series game. You will play 9 innings. Whether you have to pick this game up at another time, so be it. But there will not be a 6-inning World Series game that's an official game during the regular season. It will not be an official game in the World Series. So I think that's something to keep in mind. Secondly, you know, what are you getting from Trevor Bauer? Tito, in visiting with him a few minutes ago, feels like Bauer's fine, that the finger will not be an issue. Now the question's going to be, what will his command be like? You know, because he hasn't done much pitching here in recent, basically, week and a half. So, you know, and the one thing about we saw with Corey Kluber, command is critical against a lineup as good as the Cubs. You can't make mistakes on the plate.
Let's talk a little bit about Jake Arrieta. Give us your scouting report of him. Certainly fans that are listening tonight probably don't know a lot about this outstanding Cubs pitcher.
Well, I mean, he won the National League Cy Young a year ago. He's not as good this year as he was a year ago, but he's still really good. And really, in a lot of ways, it's almost like the Cubs have 2 or 3 aces. Kyle Hendricks, who goes in Game 3, has had an ace-like type year. So that's what makes the Cubs so good. They have such a deep rotation. They're healthy. You know, they have a really good bullpen. So, again, runs are hard to come by. That's why, as big as Roberto Perez's night was last night, the 2 runs the Indians scratched out in the first inning were the critical runs in that game. And Mike Napoli said that as well, talking to him at his locker here a little while ago. You get runs early against a Lester and Arrieta before they settle in, then you've got a chance to win. But look out if they settle in.
Amy, I know we talked about this during the Boston series, the Toronto series, that the Indians just seem to be playing free and easy. And you kind of saw that last night. It didn't look like a team that said, hey, this is a pressure game. This is game one of the World Series. They just went out and played like it was a game in mid-July.
They sure did. And being in the clubhouse here today, nothing's changed. And I know in talking to some of our clubhouse guys last night after the game, they were like, yeah, you know what? There was no whooping and hollering after winning game one of the World Series. It was just like another game. Yep, we won. Great. Have some fun. Get showered. Let's go home and get ready for tomorrow. So it's an amazing approach. Easy to say, hey, be relaxed, have fun. A lot tougher to do, and these guys are doing it.
And Hammy, to wrap things up, I'm going to let you in on something that Rosie said yesterday when I talked to him in our From the Dugout show. He said, you know what, Tim? I think Hammy's excited about this. I think he's having a lot of fun, even as a grizzled veteran. You want to comment on that?
Well, I mean, if you're not having fun with this, then you're an idiot. I mean, sure, everyone's having fun with this. I mean, this is what every, you know, team, organization, fan base hopes for, and that is a World Series. And, yeah, the club's been there before and done it, but it's no different than children. You know, I hear people say, well, what was your most favorite World Series? We have four children. I don't have a favorite child. You know, each one of these experiences is a journey that you never know if you're going to be able to repeat someday, and you better enjoy it.
Yeah, man, I know you got a lot of work to do. Appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Good to see you.